Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Bill Stevens is a fiddle player who lives in Fort Yukon. That's a cut from his first album you hear. It's called Yukon Fiddle Favorites. It was recorded in 1982 in California, where Bill lived for many years before coming back home. He started playing the fiddle when he was a child, first learning on a Sears and Roebuck instrument, practicing for hours on end.
I was beginning to play little tunes like Soldier's Joy and simple tunes, you know, but really not the proper way. But then I went to Monticum School in 1953, and I took the fiddle with me, thinking that I was going to practice, you know, and where I got to Mount Edgecombe. But when I settled down in a dormitory, well, gee, how could I practice? Because we were living in an open room dormitory with partitions, you know, and then there's about something like 600 students, you know, and then to me, practicing that squawky old, screechy old tunes, you know, I know that somebody's going to say, hey, quit it. So I didn't even practice. But I don't know whatever happened to that fiddle. I wish I had it today. Then after Mount Edgecombe, I came back to Anchorage and Fairbanks and back to Fort Yukon, back into the wilderness again, you know, and trying to live the subsistence way, you know. But the furs were so cheap them days, like a muskrat was only about 60 or 70 cents, and I was working like sometimes 15 hours a day on out muskrat camps, and then during the winter, I was trapping mink and martens and foxes and lynx, you know, but whatever outfit I get, you know, groceries and then when I come in and sell my furs, well, I still have a lot of bills left to pay. So I may have something like $30 or something like that, spending money, you know, that I allow myself. And of course, I'm in for a good time, so I go get myself a jug and really, really then booze it out, you know. That was the lifestyle I had then. But in 1960, that Bureau of Indian Affairs had a relocation program for the American Indians, not only in Alaska, but all over the United States. They, I applied for it, and I was accepted. I was almost not accepted because I have such a, I seemed to overindulge in that boozing, you know, so I was not accepted. So I went to San Jose, an early education program, and I work minimum job, you know, minimum pay, and I was barely making it. And but even then I was interested in fiddling, so I bought myself a fiddle. And in a hawk shop, and I rented fiddle first, and then I returned that. That shows that I was interested in it, and I was trying to play whenever I can, you know, practice. And then one time I bought a fiddle, and then well, you know, I was just living kind of a, I don't know how to describe it, but sort of a loose life, you know, mixing in with, I was boozing and getting in with that group, and my fiddle, somebody was hawked my fiddle, you know, and then I never did get that fiddle back, you know, and so therefore I was without a fiddle for quite a while, until I went into the mountains and I worked for something like $7 a day at YMCA camp for a long time. Then I saved up enough money to buy a $26 fiddle from a hawk shop. That was around 1960, 61. Then in the early, I think about 19, around the end of 1960 and early 1970s, you know, the fiddle music got popular all of a sudden, you know. Everybody wanted to play the fiddle. You know, the reason, it started with the bluegrass, you know, like in California, the Bonnie and Clyde movie, it's got bluegrass music in it, and fiddling and banjo. Foggy Mountain Breakdown was done by Flat and Scruggs, and that really popularized that music. In the meantime, a lot of small groups were forming bluegrass, you know. They were playing in pizza places, and I listened, and then I was motivated more, you know, so I started to practice and started making inquiries about where I can take lessons, you know. And I started taking lessons down in one of the music stores, and then, well, I don't read music, you know, I learn everything by ear, you know. My instructor told me a bunch of little notes of music that is Chinese to me, you know. I couldn't understand he told me to go home and work on these, you know. So how could I work on something I could not understand, you know. So that didn't work out. I dropped out on that. So then I took up a little basic violin at Carbillo College in Santa Cruz. And that's just the basics, you know, and that helped me a lot and on how to hold it and all that, you know. But my big break came when I met a really respected fiddler, champion fiddler.
The fiddler who's playing you here is Virge Evans of Santa Cruz, California, a three-time California State champion fiddle player. Bill took lessons, jammed, and became close friends with Evans.
Since we're buddies, I'm almost there for a cup of coffee, and I say, "Hey, Virge, how do you work this little piece out like that?" You know, I say, "Okay, Bill, I'll show you," you know. So actually, I really learned from him just by associating with him, you know. And every time I do a little something wrong, well, he tells me, you know. And then he's great on techniques and how to, you know, how to hold it and how to produce tones, and especially the timing, you know. And then he helped me a great deal. Myself, I started in 1975 to really study seriously on it. And in just a short time, I did pretty good, I thought, you know, because I came in second in competition in the state of California in 1978, and I'm very proud of that because that's very hard to do, you know, because there's a lot of good fiddlers, you know. The competition is so stiff, and to even be in the top 10 is really an honor, you know. And I got a total of about 18 trophies now, I think, and plus certificates and competitions. And I've won competitions in nightclubs in Santa Cruz and also in civic auditoriums. And I've put on a lot of concerts at the fairs in Santa Cruz County Fair, and also just concerts at fiddle festivals, you know. And and these are fun, and I get paid for it too, you know. So actually, it's just a hobby, you know. It's really a likable hobby for me.
That's Bill playing at a party in Fort Yukon on New Year's Eve, so everyone could enjoy that hobby.
I approached my teacher, Virgil Evans, a few years back, and I told him that one of my goals is to produce an album. And at the time, he said that I was doing real good in practicing and developing my techniques and music. So I was not really going to produce it until I thought maybe about 2-3 years from now, you know, or even 4, after I really get myself polished and really, really good, you know. But I'm good enough now where I can I produce it, you know, but I want to be better. You know, musicians are never satisfied, you know. We just want to be better and better, you know.
The tune is called Gold Rush. It's from the album Bill Stevens made, Yukon Fiddle Favorites, one of the 16 tunes on the record that was Bill's goal. On the next Chinook, we'll hear him talk about making that album, the decisions, the time, his favorite cuts. This is many people's favorite. It's called the Ookpik Waltz. Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.